The University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center presented findings today from a study about officer-involved shootings in Anchorage. The study was an attempt to show the recipe for the cases when officers open fire on suspects, but it produced conflicting data. One thing that did stand out in the study is that in many cases, the suspects who are shot use vehicles as weapons. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
After 2 years of high-profile officer-involved shootings in Anchorage, including one of a Pacific Islander man armed only with a stick, the Anchorage Police Department commissioned the study from the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center. Researchers caution the study deals with small numbers, just 45 shootings in two decades, and that much of the data is contradictory. Assistant Professor Dr. Troy Payne reviewed the cases.
We were looking at situational characteristics, officer characteristics, and characteristics of the citizens that were involved in these.
Payne says minorities, particularly African Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, are disproportionately represented in officer-involved shootings over the 20-year period. And he says that's not a surprise because minorities tend to be overrepresented when it comes to just about every aspect of the criminal justice system, from arrest rates to the ability to get bail.
I don't see that as something that is suggestive that APD is racist or has any sort of racial animus, but it is a question, and we should probably be looking at that. It may very well be that people from these communities react differently to the police, and it may be that the police department can engage in training and outreach that could help address that. It may be that these communities need to think carefully about how they're reacting to police officers operating in their neighborhood.
Anchorage Police Chief Mark Muse says the department commissioned the study because of public outcry regarding the spike in officer-involved shootings in recent years. There were five in 2012 and five more in 2013.
Those two events back-to-back got the police department and the public and the media all talking about what, if anything, has changed in this town. What, if anything, is changed with the police department? And we committed to doing a number of things. One of those things is to take a good hard look into what we think is going into these officer-involved shootings, what we could learn, what sort of changes we could make, what sort of changes the public needs to make.
Last spring, the APD decided to stop firing at vehicles and to institute new tactics for dealing with cars when they're being used as weapons. Muse says the study confirms that was the right decision, showing that in 40% of officer-involved shootings, the weapon was a car. A fact sheet recently produced by the UAA Justice Center says assaults on officers have gone up over the past decade in Alaska, and the shift in tactics at APD, he says, is an effort to address that. But Muse says, in general, it's hard to get much clarity from the study.
The data, on one hand, says that certain minorities are overrepresented. There's other data that would suggest that minority officers shoot more. There's other data that says that most of the people we shoot are white. The data is conflicting and the numbers are tiny. And I think to try and draw sweeping conclusions based on that is taking issues out of context. And I don't want to see the community divided over that.
Dr. Payne researched which minorities were shot most often during the first decade, and he found that most were Black males. But over the past 10 years, that group has been replaced by Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander males. The family of Shane Tossey, the Pacific Islander man who was shot and killed while wielding a stick last year, is suing the Anchorage Police Department. His is the only case over the 20-year period where someone was shot for using a blunt object as a deadly weapon. Muse says another study is in the works that will look at cases in which officer-involved shootings didn't happen. Both studies will be updated annually, and eventually the APD hopes to use the information to prevent officer-involved shootings. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
About one-third of officer-involved shootings in the study resulted in citizen fatalities. The APD plans to, for the first time, publish their policies, including those concerning officer-involved shootings, in 2014.